There's a beautiful piece from Rav Avram Shor in the Halakach V'Halibov, volume on Sholevim and Chodesh Shvat. The first piece on Chodesh Shvat, he talks about the unbelievable opportunity that Shvat offers us in terms of tshuva. Yadua ki yesh yud bei seirufim l'shem havaya baruch hu. We know that Hashem's name, Yud Hei Vav Hei, can be arranged in 12 different ways. Each of the letters can be arranged in a different way. It could be Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. It could be Hei, Vav, Hei, Yud. 12 different ways you could arrange the letters, and of course that corresponds to the 12 months. V'chol echad mehayud beiz chadashim yesh lehem hanhaga acheres u'mechuvad neged siruf acher mishem havaya. And each month has a different way in which it is presented to us, and that's alluded to in the arrangement of the name of Hashem that corresponds to that month. V'arizal gil lanu beiz rashi tevos osofi tevos merumas hasiruf shal Hashem, and the Arizal reveals to us, according to Pasuk, either the Rashi Tevos, the first letters of a series of words, or the last letters of a series of words, and that reveals to us the name of the month. V'alchodesh Shvat, Shitzirufo Hu, Hey Yud Vav Hey, and the arrangement for Hashem for the month of Shvat, Haba Aleinu Letova, which is Hey, and then Yud, Vav, and then Hey, Tchilas Achodesh Hashem Mehupach. The month begins with the name of Hashem backwards, that the Hey precedes the Yud, which is a reversal of the normal presentation of the first two letters, which is Yud before Hey. But the last two letters, the Vav and the final Hey, are in the correct order. So what's this notion of something being backwards and then becoming straight? And the Arizal tells us that it's Merumas in the Pasuk, Hamer Yemirenu Vahayahu, a reference to a Pasuk at the end of Sefer Vayikra, by Temura, by the prohibition of exchanging one animal which is sacred for another animal. The Pasuk says, Hamer Yemirenu Vahayahu Temuraso Yakodesh, that a person who tries to exchange a holy, dedicated animal, an animal that's been sanctified, for the Beis HaMikdash, to try to exchange it for another, it remains holy, and the one that it's been exchanged for also becomes holy. They become doubly holy. It's a strange reference. What does it have to do with Chodesh Shvat Bechlal? V'alkarchachim gila lanu ha'arizal davar zeh, yesh bo dvar memukim. But it must be that if the Arizal is revealing to us this secret, it must be that, in fact, it is a very deep secret. Aval yesh gam dvarim sheyacholam anu lilmod mehem derech ha'avodah ha'miyuchedes shal Chodesh Shvat. But certainly there's something more simple that we can learn in terms of a practical avodah Hashem for the month of Shvat, asher banim tzam elu hayamim shal tshuva yemei hashovavim. And of course, these are days of tshuva and days of shovavim, and therefore it must be that this transformation that's taking place has something to do with the transformation that could take place with each and every one of us. Harav HaKadosh Rav Moshe Mikoznitz, in the Das Moshe on Chodesh Shvat, Rav Moshe from Koznitz explained, Omer dvarim niflam bebir hapasak hazeh, ki hamer hu milashon hamaras dato. Hamer is a lashon of a person who's what? Who's a mummer, a person who's a mashumad, a person who's gone so far as to be one who we would consider almost disqualified from Klal Yisrael. Sha'afilu adam, hamer, even a person who's a mummer. Sha'afilu adam shechas v'shalom yared ad l'shol tachtis, that even a Jew has strayed as far as humanly possible from Yiddishkeit. Shehechlef ha'chayim haruchnim l'chayim shel dimyon, that he traded away a life of true life for a life of shallow superficiality, for a life of dimyonos, of imaginary pleasures, Chaim Shal Alma de Shikra, that he's been fooled and he's fallen into the trap of the world of deceit, of lies. Yaran Meha Igra Rama Lios Nishapich Lahamer. He fell from a lofty place to become a mummer, to become a person who's exchanged a life of Torah, a life of Pnimius, for a shallow, superficial life of pleasure. Ad Kidekach Shanasa Rahmana Litzlan Kmo Mishumad, to the point that he becomes a person again who has abandoned his faith. Bekoacha Adama Ze Afamatsav Chazel Laasos Tamura. And yet, Hamer, even a person who's a mummer, Yemirenu, he can exchange himself in the month of Shvat. La'asos tmura l'maisav, he can exchange all of his negative actions for positive actions. V'lishnos atzmon, to completely change himself. Ki b'chodesh hazeh nitein hakoach lishnos ha'maisim. Because in this month, in Chodesh Shvat, which is the central moment when Klal Yisrael are emerging from the world of Mitzrayim, becoming the Am Hashem from the 49th level of Tumah to stand at Har Sinai, it's a time of transformation. Chodesh Shvat heim yamim misugalim l'tshuva. These are days which are very fitting for tshuva. Yemei hashovavim, days of shovavim, which were given to us as a matana, to be able to do tshuva in the achris hayamim. L'tshuva afilu mimatzav hachi rosh eshayich, to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from even the lowest place imaginable. Ki biyamim elu munach hakoach shal yemirenu. These are days of hamer yemirenu, that a mummer can transform himself. L'shnos es atzmo ves maisav, lafoch es hachayim shalo, to transform his entire life and his entire existence. Shvat, says Rav Shor, hu milashon shevet u'moshe. A shvat implies a shevet, a scepter, u'moshe, a king who is in control. Ki ha'adam yachol leshuv lios melech al atzmo, a person can become a king over himself, ulamshal al taivas aguf ritzonosav, and to be in control of all of his desires that have gotten him into trouble. There's an amazing vart from the Kedushas Aaron in Parsha Shmos, where he explains, Vayaka melech hadash al mitzrayim asher lo yada es Yosef. I shared this the other day with some of the bachur min wayu. Vayaka melech hadash al mitzrayim, a king is a person who's in control. Look at the Ibn Ezra in Parshas Naso. A king is a person who's fully in control of his actions. Not a person who has the power to do what he wants, that's a dictator. But a real melech is a person who has complete control of his actions. So vayaka melech chadash al mitzrayim, a person could be nichshol in the inyan of a mitzrayim, asher lo yada as Yosef, he had no connection to Yosef, to the inyan of Kedusha, the inyan of Yesod, and now vayaka melech chadash, he becomes a new king. He's able to transform himself and become a different type of person in a moment. Ksiv behemshech ha-pasuk, vayahu tmurasa yakodesh. So what happens when the person does tshuva? He and tmuraso yakodesh, meaning what? Adam tzarech leita, ad kama magiyim tshuva. We have to believe that tshuva has the ability not only to erase the negative behavior of the past, but yecholim lahafoch hakolatov, that it takes our bad behavior of the past and transforms it into something good. What does that mean? Afilu kol masha avra ala Torah. Everything that a person violated, nasa al yedei tshuva lemitzvah, so it becomes a mitzvah. Hakol nasa kodesh. Things that were mamish the antithesis of kodesh become dvarim shebekedusha. Kvar hizkarnu masha amra chasam sofer, the chasam sofer explains so remarkably. Kebe'ez shaladam osa tshuva karai, when a person does a true and proper tshuva, harei kol halaylo shahalach litiat raus, and all the nights that he spent in the movie theaters, and he spent at the circuses, and he spent at the stadiums, lemakomos shemashchu oso harecho, wherever the street dragged him, harei v'tshuva nasa kol elu ha'alichos halicha lebesam edrish. It's not just that it's stricken from the record, but those moments of negative, wasted time, caught up in the pleasures of this world, become transformed into moments that he spent mamish learning. All the forbidden food that he ate, with an emes de ketshuva, it becomes mamish kezeisim shel achilas matzah. It becomes ke'ilu, every kezeis of the cheeseburger that he ate becomes a kezeis of matzah. It's an unbelievable transformation that takes place. Vayahu tmuraso yakodesh, and that's what the pasuk says. When a person does a tmura, the way that we're explaining it in the context of tshuva, he and its tmura becomes kodesh. Not only does his current behavior moving forward become dvarim shebekedusha, but hakol nishapich, even the things of the past, hu nasa kodesh. Af she'avra alav kol kach, he violated so many things, v'choshev ki odin b'kocho l'kadesh u'letar atzvo, to the point where one might look at him and say it's not possible for him to transform himself, to correct himself, and to purify himself. V'lo ya nikra b'shem kodesh od, and he's no longer worthy of being called a person of kedusha, and even more than that, being called by the title kodesh ze'ino. But this is the opposite of what we believe. Ki b'yacholto lasa shuva v'yahu kodesh. It's possible for him to become kodesh. Atzmius shel kedusha sheyesh v'chol yehudi, to express the essential kedusha that's found in every Jew. Again, as a Moshe of Kuznets explains, that even hamer, even the meshumad, even the mumar, is able to what yemirenu v'haya kodesh. And he's able to become a person of Kedusha. Elagam tmuraso, milashon hamara sadas, that even those acts of rebellion against the Kodesh Baruch Hu that he chose in the earlier part of his life, nasa kol kodesh, he's able to transform all of it into dvarim shebekedusha, and Amir Tzashem, we should take advantage of these days of Chodesh Shvat and the Yemei HaShovavim to truly become emes tikabali tshuva.